What's up, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Quinton Hyde Podcast. Did you hear that? That's sick, isn't it? So basically, if you don't know, this podcast is basically for you and me to get to know each other a little bit better. If you already know me from somewhere else, it's basically like personality stuff, behind the scenes kind of stuff. It's like us getting to know each other a little bit better in a longer form format that we don't usually do otherwise. And you probably have noticed, if you've already listened to this podcast and you're watching it, that everything looks differently and it's probably gonna sound a lot different too. That's because I'm currently recording this in a studio at my agency, at the agency that I'm part of, Many Creators, in their space in Amsterdam, which is a lot of fun. Like, little plug to them because they got all of these really cool things. Like, did you hear the applause that I did in the beginning? That's sick, right? I have like a soundboard here. Wait, do you want to hear another one? Imagine I say something super funny, which I obviously do all the time. Listen up. Surprisingly, and this is not, like, I didn't notice this beforehand, but that literally sounds like my family. I like a family gathering, like laughing. Like the mix of voices sounds like my family. That's weird. I have a theory that maybe they sampled my family for this. But anyway, this episode is basically us, basically me telling you the stuff that has been going on in my life with the podcast, around the content and everything, because obviously I've been gone from this podcast for a long time. Thank you so much for the people who are still listening to the old ones, by the way. Like, I still see that one person in Italy listening to all the things on Spotify. I appreciate you. I don't know who you are personally, but I appreciate you very much. So the first thing, basically, like the way I said, the podcast is now in this studio. I'm gonna be bulk recording like a whole bunch of them every now and again. So they're gonna look good. If you're watching this on YouTube, they're gonna sound cool. I'm gonna have like little clips that I can put over at places. So that's gonna be like very sick. I'm very grateful that I can record this stuff over here. Wait. Sorry, I'm just having way too much fun with the soundboard. Oh, I did. That was the wrong one, but it's like a lot of fun. Another thing, I think the last episode was somewhere in November or even October, which was, I believe that in one of them, I talked about my mental health and I told everyone that I was looking to get therapy. I'm proud to say I actually took that step. I mean, it's not like I haven't done it before, but I am actually currently in therapy for something. I have a very, like, very interesting future podcast episode plan where I tell you hugely personal details about the whole process and why I'm doing it, and even some things that I don't really tell anyone about the way my mind works. So do look out for that. It's probably going to be the one next week for you. For me, it's going to be in like half an hour. But no, like, it's going to be interesting for sure. Now, it's been a pretty big step, because while I've done it like a lot of times, it's like a pretty big thing where I didn't expect it to be this big, if that makes sense. I went into it being like, it's just going to be like a thing. At some point, the wait was like a little while, and during the wait, I was actually like, you know what? I probably won't even need it by the time I get it. And then when I started, I was like, I'm not gonna need this. But I've been discovering a lot of interesting things about myself. Got some diagnoses. What's the plural of diagnosis? I don't actually know, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm actually very excited to talk to you about that, because it also reflects a lot on who I am as a person and the way that you and I, we communicate with each other. And I think that's very important for us to, be connected more. And I want you to understand the way I am and the way I think, but I also want you to be moved towards doing these kind of things yourself. Because if you're struggling with something and you're like, I don't want to get therapy, that's why I share these kind of things, which are way more personal and like serious than the other kind of things that I share, because I want you to, basically, if you're struggling with it, I want you to think like, hey, but at least, Quinton does it too. So I guess I'll do that too, because it's such an important thing, but it's so overlooked a lot. Now, on more fun news, I mentioned Many Creators, where I'm currently at. One of the founders is actually sitting like 10 meters away from me, just on his laptop. Let's see if he waves back. He waves back. Anyway, I'm actually now exclusively signed, which is sick. It means that they're putting in a lot of more effort together with me. Like, it's like a more one-on-one kind of thing where they invest more time and effort into me, because, I mean, for starters, they've apparently seen something in me. That's flattering. But it's also because it's just we have fun ideas. We're like really doubling down on a lot of stuff that I think is really cool. So I'm excited about that. It's I think I signed it somewhere in January, like the beginning of January. I actually don't recall too well. Because that's also like a pretty big new item. If you've known me for a longer amount of time, you know that the one thing that I've always wanted to do is be a full-time creator. I am technically currently a full-time creator. Now, not everything that I do is 100% focused on content creation, but everything that I do and everything that I work with is within the whole section of creating content. It's all within the social media space, the marketing space, the content production space, and I could not be happier. I work way more hours a week than I did with my previous job for technically a little bit less money a month most of the time. But I wake up so happy every morning. I have like different revenue streams and basically they build up this thing together. I am so grateful that this is currently happening. And I want to thank you for that too, because you make these kind of things so super possible. It is so sick. I am beyond grateful. It is so sick. Like I started making content when I was like 13. Like those were my first videos, or like 12 even. And I never really stopped loving it. I still love it so much. And now I get to do the one thing that I enjoy in life, because I genuinely have no other hobbies. I get to do that full time for a living, and I'm so super happy about that. So I feel like you deserve to know that too, because you are a ginormous part of that. Wait, oh yeah, I'm gonna click the applause button for that. Yes! I believe the purple button also did something that I think is important. Oh no, that's definitely not the one. Is that one? No, I let's make. Okay, so none of the other buttons make sense in this situation, but I just like pressing them. They're very satisfying to click on too. Like, you can't really, like, maybe you can't see it or hear it, but they're very satisfying to. Oh, that's definitely not the one I was looking for, but they're very satisfying to click on. Just accept that, all right? So what's up for the future? I'm looking at my notes real quick. I basically want to upgrade everything. Like, we just had this talk, like, during lunch just now, me and one of the founders, where we were like, I should put out more content on TikTok, for example. And we basically like structured it a little bit better. Like, what am I gonna be doing? I'm sorry, I choked on my own saliva. I'm not sick, I promise. I get COVID tests super regularly because I have to get out of the house every now and again for this kind of stuff. Don't worry, I'm not sick, but I do choke on my own saliva a lot. No, like structuring what I'm gonna be doing on like YouTube and how I'm gonna be doing it on like my TikTok accounts and on like Instagram and all that kind of stuff. And it's very exciting. Like, it's really giving me like a direction, the way I want to go on, the way I want to pursue specific ideas, how I want to do this. Like, and a lot of it is still learning. Like, obviously the next video is not going to be like a million times better than the last one, but I do want to make every video a little bit better than the previous one, if that makes sense. And I do really want to fight for that spot. And like, basically something that I've also said to Fabian, the founder, earlier is I don't accept like the average. I don't accept being average. Like, even in creators where you are already to a certain degree not the average, because most people don't make it to this point, I don't want to be the average within that. I want to be at the top at some point. And it doesn't have to be tomorrow. And it doesn't even have to be like next year. At some point though, I want to reach that point. And in order to do that, I need to really step up my game and create way more and way better stuff. So I'm going to be doing that a lot. For YouTube too, I want to like super one up that whole thing. Like, I have like a ton of ideas, which often is a little bit hard, obviously, because some of them, like, I make them, I like to think too complicated. We realized, because I think of stuff that costs like thousands or hundreds of euros that I currently do not have to spend on that. I do like to focus on that a lot though, and I want to really one up or 100 up that whole thing. I want to like make that a lot better than it currently is, because it does like mean a lot to me. And YouTube is still my favorite platform. Like, despite the fact that I know other platforms better, or like understand them better, YouTube is my favorite one. And I've actually been making a lot of interesting contacts with that too. I actually recently I met a guy who's a data analyst for Mr. Beast, my favorite YouTuber. I didn't even know that he was that. He was just like, I knew him as a data analyst, and we just like sat down and talked about data for 4 hours. Trust me, if you're into that, it's so much fun. You're probably listening to this and you think like, oh my God, I cannot picture myself like reading through data for hours on end. But if you like that, it's awesome to do that with someone who also enjoys that. And then at some point he's just like, hey fellow, what is your, who's your favorite YouTuber? I'm like, oh, it's Mr. Beast. And he's like, well, do I have some news for you? And that was really cool. I think that was really cool. So yeah, basically, I also want to like really up my TikTok. Like, currently, I want to make things like more crazy and more special and more extravagant, really. But I also want to make more. Like, basically, when I started TikTok, which I think helped me a lot, I uploaded like 3 times a day. then I went to like once a day, and now currently it's been like every other day or something. And Fabian actually mentioned that like a little bit earlier, where he was like, hey fella, why has it decreased like in frequency so much over time? And I realized it's because I have these ideas that are so hard to do that it costs you like a solid 8 hours and like 200 euros to make one TikTok, which is not really the way to go, because you know, it's like you need to find the right mix between like the amount of stuff that you post and how advanced it is, and also the way you present yourself and the way, you know, all of that. So it's like, it's a learning process, but I do think it's going to be like super interesting. I do think it's going to be super interesting. Other than that, a lot of stuff has been building on Instagram. We reached over 10,000 followers. I think that's sick. I've always wanted that, because then you get the little swipe up links in your stories. So I've been really pushing that. Super cool. I'm thinking of like a lot of other things. I was trying to figure out how I can create a text message marketing tool thingy, basically allowing me to, you know, like an email newsletter, but no one reads those, like ever. Like, when have you last read an email newsletter? Basically doing that, but for SMS, like text message. It exists, but oh my God, is it expensive. So I decided to not do that, because that would mean that every time that I would text you, that would cost me around 180 euros. Probably not gonna do that. But we're building like on the Discord too. Like, I want to leave the Discord in the description to the YouTube video as well. I don't know if you can. No, on like Spotify and stuff, you can't leave a link, which is unfortunate. Though, however, I actually made like a smart link for that, but I just don't memorize it. Like, I cannot remember it by head. Let me just quickly look that up as we go, because the Discord has been like one of the best community parts that we got. And like, genuinely, you should definitely join it if you like Discord. Oh, that is really fun. Can I say this? I mean, I know. Yeah, you know what? Not all of y'all are kids, so I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. So I just clicked on one of my videos. I'm not gonna tell you which one, because you'll look something up. I clicked on one of my YouTube videos to be able to see the link to the Discord, like check if it's in the description. And I saw a comment, and a comment from a username that is very specific, because I once consumed, how can I say this without losing my demonetization and creeping you out? I once consumed content that was predominantly meant for 18 plus people, if you know what I'm saying, in which someone of importance in the story had that exact name. Yeah, let's just put it like that. Yeah, so if you want to join the Discord, you can also go to bit.ly, so bit.ly/QuintinHyde. Quinton and Hyde are both capitalized. _ Discord, and Discord is in full caps. I don't think the caps matter too much, but I've heard that sometimes it malfunctions a little bit if you don't do that correctly. But it's like it's an awesome community. There's a lot of like fun people there, and I also want to point that out, because this was really like an update episode. This was really to get back into it. We're going to be recording the cooler stuff right after this. So if you want to let me know what you thought of this, you can either comment it on the YouTube video, or if you're not listening to the YouTube video, you can tweet me at Quinton Hyde, or join the Discord, the Cult Discord. That is what we're currently calling our community, Cult with a Q. Get it? It's really cool. I didn't make it, like, I didn't come up with that, but it's so good. It was one of the viewers that came up with it. I don't remember who it was, though. I'm so sorry, but it was such a good name. The Call Discord, so much fun. Let me know over there what you think. Just add me on there. It's a great community. We got great mods. We got great everyone. I think you'll really fit in. So, hey, thank you so much for listening to this very first episode of, I guess this is season 2 of the podcast, huh? Thank you so much for listening to that, and I would love to see you next time. Bye-bye, and please do follow.